Do you guys have a jingle?
Yeah.
What's the jingle?
How's it go?
That should be the intro for this one.
Oh,
there's a nice just Marshall asking, "Do you guys have a jingle?"
Yeah,
that is a good.
I'm gonna do it.
I always forget to even take one photo. That's why I try to get one at the start. Because at the end, it's like I didn't even take one picture the whole time. And then afterwards, we just run away and go, "Oh, okay, I gotta pee."
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's I think. Yeah. Well, you're sitting here in a room for an hour, and I'm not supposed to pee.
That's not part of the podcast.
That's not part of my life.
That's why I never go to Europe.
That's why.
Right.
That's why I don't go.
I'm at a loss.
Manny's offended.
I'm confused.
What is there turbulence? What if I have to stay in my seat?
I love some turbulence, though. Yeah.
You love
you
it?
Love it?
I do, yeah. It makes a flight exciting.
Unpopular opinion.
Turbulence?
The plane ride.
Yeah, yeah. I like a little bit of turbulence in my life.
I feel like that is kind of an unpopular opinion. Yeah.
Well,
unpopular.
Here we go.
Not severe turbulence.
Sorry. I'm like...
When I go into a plane, I like to feel like it's going to crash.
Well, just a little, like, shake, you know. A little rattle.
All right, we're getting cozy. I wasn't sure what we were going to do today. It started with the possibility of just Lila, but now it's the full band.
Oh, my God.
We've invaded.
Yeah, I didn't know this until we got down here. I was expecting kind of an intimate three-person thing.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, it's fine. It's good.
We can all get really close.
What's your name, by the way?
I'm Terry.
I'm Marshall.
Nice to meet you, Marshall.
I'm Manny.
We just shook hands.
And you're Lila. I know you.
Yes.
Because this is what I was expecting. And then...
Hi, I'm Rob.
Rob. And then, and you're Jason.
And you're Terry.
And I'm Terry.
Okay.
Now we're back
sick
at the start.
Do you want to go? Want to do it one more time? I had read. I don't remember. I didn't notice the data in the article, but it said that you guys were working on coming up with a name. Is there any progress on that? Or are you?
Yes, it's Baharat.
Baharat. There
yep.
You go. Okay.
Yep.
Simple as that.
That's yeah, nice. A simple one word. Right? One word.
One word.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Baharat, but Baharat.
There you
it's
go.
A Palestinian or Middle Eastern spice mix.
Oh, okay.
We're like the spice bitches.
Yeah. That's us.
It's
cut that part out.
I'm having a flashback to when we first got to know each other and you were playing at Rich Narum's and I was like, I don't know how she says her last name. I'm like, Abaga. I'm trying to say it and you walk right by, Abu Qatar. I'm like, oh. No end of feeling dumb.
It's all good.
It's just some people's lot in life, you know. I understand. I it's my lot too. It
goes with my spelling. I spelled coffee on my last post wrong.
Oh. You know, I don't think you're allowed to spell coffee wrong.
I think I spelled business wrong on my business plan.
Yeah.
Well, that one's so long, complicated.
So, it's hard.
So many S's and.
Yeah, Jason. There's no W in this word. I don't know where you got
coffee.
That from.
Coffee. Coffee talk.
Coffee.
Well, it's kind of a mix because we've got the band and then Lila's new thing with the new food thing. So there's kind of two sides to this that I think are fun. But for the band, is there a new album coming up?
There sure is.
I bet.
Yeah.
Sometime. In the future. hopefully soon.
We're about 95-100% done with the recording process at this point, and now it's just a lot of post, like mixing and mastering and, you know, all that stuff.
Did you self-record it?
We had a friend do it for us.
Our friend Charlie Kratz.
In a house? In a studio?
Yeah, it's like a garage studio.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very sweet setup.
Here in town or?
In the woods.
Hidden woods town. Garage.
Yeah.
In the woods in town.
Yeah. Go to the woods, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he has like this finished garage and he converted it into a recording studio and yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Who's going to mix it?
Well, right now Charlie's mixing it. And we're going back and forth mm-hmm. with like mix notes and stuff and what we yep. want and like working on the production side of it. And
cool.
Then, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting artwork going and...
No, actually. Unless Manny started it.
No.
Are you going to do it?
There's some, me and Rob are working on stuff together.
Just we're throwing ideas around.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? Cool.
We're worried more about the music part of it. And yeah. then once that's done, I think we'll mm-hmm. push out art and stuff more.
I feel like worrying about the music on your album is a good idea.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm not a musician
Step
myself.
Yeah. yeah. Our songs are terrible, but our album art looks pretty. So, you know.
Well, that's a bad transition because I was just going to say something cool about our album
oh,
is
you.
That we all wrote the music like collaboratively. Yeah. Collaboratively.
Mm-hmm. It's a band.
That's why we needed our band mm-hmm. name.
I like right. that. Because
yeah. mm-hmm. it kind of shifted from us being Lila Abugadera's like band. To like, we're one solid unit and we're all writing music, and it's not just Lila bringing her songs to us. It's like, we're actually all writing them together, and like, Rob has written some lyrics, and then I've written like some lyrics too. And like, yeah, it's just like, it's not like, oh, I play guitar, I'm gonna write the guitar part. It's just like, everyone's kind of writing every aspect of every song, and I really like that.
Me too.
I like that always the best. You can tell too when a band is a band versus a project with kind of really good musicians jumping in and just adding colors, but when a band thinks and breathes, and it just creates something different.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. And that explains a band name. I always wonder when people have something going with a name that's starting to pick up some really good recognition and then they change a name. So when you guys played, I was looking to see, I'm like, it's the same band, but now it makes sense. So.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing all of our own spice together into one spice mix called Bahara.
I love it. You got the elevator pitch started right there.
Yeah.
It's a little spicy.
It's a little spicy.
Is it? Is it a spicy spice?
What? Oh, the no. Spice? The actual spice or the album?
Well, I guess both.
The spice is like a, it's like a, no. The thing with like Arabic food is it's not usually that spicy. It's just very spiceful, but. I'd say the album's pretty spicy. It's kind of like hits you in the face, the songs, I would say.
Yeah, no, it's...
The Scoville units are up there.
Scoville yeah. units, I love it.
Is it difficult to kind of merge creative processes to create something as, I mean, four different people creating, going into one album? Because I don't know, I feel like I have enough time trying to make my own decisions on my own, and to sort of kind of have four voices seems... complicated.
Honestly, like having worked with other groups before, like I've never felt the kind of like energy that we have as a collective. Like we get together and it just happens, you know, like we'll sit down and someone will have a riff and we'll get a drum beat going and then lyrics will come over on top of that. And it just kind of, it works.
I think for me, honestly, I think it's kind of easier for me because like, oh, thank you. Not all the responsibilities like on me to like, oh, I have to write this guitar part and this bass part and all that stuff. You know, I have like, because we're a five-person band, and then we have like all these different perspectives of people. Like, Marshall, should I do this or this for this guitar part? And he goes, that one. And they're like, okay, I don't have to worry about which one to do. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to kind of have like people. I think we balance each other's weaknesses out pretty well. Like stuff I'm not good at, other people are good at, and then like vice versa. So
what
like,
am I not good at?
After the interview,
yeah, you have
Marshall.
To tell us right now.
You heard it first here.
I got a little list in my phone here.
Well, this is how the band breaks up.
Yeah.
No, but I
planted the seed.
I don't know. I think for me personally, I think it makes it a little easier because like Rob said, I think we're really good at kind of giving our opinions on stuff without getting in the way of people. And I think we're pretty good at getting our egos out of the way of the writing process. So like, I don't know. I think it's, so for me, can't speak for everyone. I think it's pretty easy and pretty seamless.
Do you do the lyrics together as well then?
That's mostly Lila
okay.
and Manny.
Yeah.
And Rob, like Manny said, has written some.
Well, this whole group has been hanging out here at the cafe a lot recently, but also, did you go to Denfeld?
I went to Hermantown.
So Lila went to Hermantown, but
yeah,
Manny, you?
I know.
I think I'm the only person who went to Denfeld.
You're the only one who went to Denfeld.
I work at Denfeld.
Rob works
wow.
at Denfeld. Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But your brother used to, Lila's brother played here in punk bands. What was that punk band called? I can't remember.
It was an emo acoustic band called First Class Failure.
That's right, First Class Failure.
And it was sick. It was like...
Did they have the light bulbs under the chairs?
Yes,
yeah.
They would do that and they'd both sit and...
Yep.
play. And
which brother? Isaac?
Zach.
It's the first time I'm hearing about this.
That's why I thought maybe you went to Denfeld just because I couldn't remember. And yeah.
No, but I was here a lot I was like 8 to 10.
8 to 10?
Eating like so much carrot cake and like watching this emo band. And he's inspired me for like everything in That's my so music. Cool. So just seeing him up there and...
I wish I had a photo of that band right now, because one of the members is really tall, right?
Really tall.
That's not Grant. Your brother.
No.
No. Okay.
This brother is like I have three brothers, and one who has brown hair and tan Arab skin, and then my other brothers are like very tall and ginger. So we are the best Punnett Square family. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so oblivious. I didn't even ever catch that at all, ever, until you were doing pop-ups. I'm like, oh
it makes sense.
I'm like so out of it.
You got a lot going on.
That's okay.
Don't get your hair cut and expect me to notice.
Hey, you noticed my makeup last time I saw you.
That's
you noticed that changed.
Well, for the show.
Yes.
Yeah, but you were going all out.
Yeah, I was going all out.
It was like theater makeup. In a good way.
Legacy.
Did I see you?
I was wearing eyeliner, Jason. Like, it wasn't that great.
Maybe it was the fluorescent lights and you weren't stoned like everyone else.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe you were stoned.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. That was a long day. It was like a whole day of music.
Was it long?
Yeah, like free edibles.
Free edibles is like, be
careful.
You're
bound to get more high. So
yeah. Yeah. I took it easy.
Oh, yeah. I took it real easy.
I did. I did take it easy. I just disappear on edibles. I just, like, all of a sudden I just stop talking. And
an elusive figure.
And I always want to go back. I'm like, oh, no. And then I'm stuck. So that's why I'm scared.
My dog stole an edible the other night.
Oh,
no. We came back into the living room after making food, and there's a baggie on the floor. What was in that? Then it turns out our roommate had her purse open. Aww. And the dog went in and was like, oh, there's a cookie in here. There's a whole cookie.
Oh,
and he ate it. And we didn't realize anything was up until he stood up and he wobbled in place. And he thought his legs were asleep. But he sat back down on the couch and was kind of rocking around back and forth. And then he just slept real hard. And it just felt bad for him. But it was kind of funny, but I mean, he was really stressed out and everything, but then he was really chilled out. So
our really old dog Henry was, we were hiking and we were at a campsite on this hike on the SHT, and Henry ate something, ran away, and we didn't know what he ate. And then we get back home and all of a sudden he falls over. He like can't even walk. And we're like, what's happening? We thought he ate antifreeze or something or poisonous mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And we bring him to the vet, and the vet comes out, and he's like, looks at me, and marijuana intoxication. It was $660 to figure that out in emergency vet bills, but we thought he was going to die.
We did call the emergency vet and say, our dog's not going to die, right? And they're like, no, he's just going to have a long night.
And then they gave him charcoal for some reason, like liquid. And so then Tina just cleaned all our carpets, these light-colored carpets, because she was moving. And then, charcoal all over. And she already brought the carpet cleaner bag. And probably, I don't know if she lost her deposit or what happened there. But, yeah.
Wow.
If someone saw me, like, throw up black stuff, I imagine they'd be so scared for me.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they wouldn't be.
Don't worry. It's just charcoal. I got really high.
All my questions are answered. Oh, that's okay.
Hopefully it's not your soul.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you'd worry.
This is the big one.
Here it comes.
Oh, man, if you could time that out, though. That could be a really good prank.
Well, I mean, I could make myself throw up.
I mean, the charcoal specifically?
Well, I'll just...
Your part's not mine.
What do you think's in these cuddles?
I mean, we just do it outside in the parking lot.
Okay. I'll throw up right now.
Oh, no. Although this table does look rough.
Not like
someone left this here a long time ago. I don't know who, but I don't know what they... what I don't know what they used it for.
How do you prepare a table?
I think like a DJ or something, or merch table or something. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's a table. It's like, whose is this? And
well, it's ours. Final show, leaving the table.
Yeah. The band broke up. They did a podcast. And
no, just kidding. Anyway, unrelated, of course. So we were talking about just a brief little bit about Arabic food and stuff. Mm-hmm. And because you have a restaurant opening up, is it soon or is it, it's not already open, right?
No.
But soon.
I didn't think so.
We sent a typo text to our friend Sam Levar, and we're like, this is the last morning until we open, but it was supposed to be like last month.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, what? And then it scared me reading that. I was like, no. It'll be early this spring.
This spring, okay.
Maybe May.
I feel like I don't know a lot about just food in general, so let alone anything outside of like, I don't know, like a 30-mile radius of what you can get here. And so for any sort of other uneducated listeners at home, what kind of things can be expected there?
So a big thing is that we are a market deli.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're going with. It's not a restaurant.
Oh, gee, there we go. See, I'm getting misinformation.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I mean, we thought we've been toying with the idea, but really the first idea I ever had was that I wanted it to be a market deli.
Oh, okay.
I wanted it to be like really accessible for people who are working to come and grab something to go, but also like something that can help close the ethnic food desert gap we have here in the Northland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. And that's, I mean, it affects people like me who just know nothing about the world.
That's okay. That's what we're here for. Like, and it's supposed to be a place to bring people together. And we have cookbooks. We have hot food. If you want hot food, you can get some hot food. You want coffee, we're going to have fresh roasted coffee. And we have a grab-and-go deli case. We're going to get like a bunch of cheese. It was so fun testing out the cheese we want, like a bunch of different fetas. I was dreaming of cheese for like two days. It was like kind of hurt my stomach, but it's very good.
Worth the pain.
But then many groceries, so if you want to take it home and make it, you know,
is there any option. Spot for seating? Maybe
small amount,
very small,
like small amount,
mostly
yeah.
Like to go, and you can just kind of snack on that here if you're on the bike path. And
yeah, cool. Exactly.
Yeah
And
that'd be nice to be on the bike path, too, if you're going up the shore, picnic spot, grab-and-go picnic spot.
Yeah, because it's in the, where the New Scenic Cafe was, right?
New London Cafe. Yes, New London.
Same one, yeah. Same thing. No. I don't know.
Both big shoes
yeah.
that you'd have to fill, but yeah. The community was sad New London was leaving, but the community is also very welcoming to us, which is really nice.
That is nice, yeah.
I'm super excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think you were the first one I heard about it from, but then all of a sudden I feel like random different places I've gone, like had a meeting at the Small Business Development Center. Yeah, that's what it's Small Business Development Center, and they were talking about it there, and they were excited about it, and I think some other places too. So yeah, it's funny that words spreading around, and yet I still don't know anything.
I think it's gonna be a super hit.
I think so.
Yeah, because I crave those things all the time, you know. And you can't get anything like that around here at all. Mm-hmm. Minneapolis, but not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a pop-up that we were going to do here one time, but then there's a major disaster. But
Sam's appendix was going to burst. And we're a three-person team for our pop-up, so we really couldn't.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this either.
Yeah. We had a whole ticketed dinner.
Yeah, sold
ready
out.
Ready to go. Everything like prepped, ready to make, to bake and... So we had lots of leftovers.
Oh, see, exactly.
Which was nice because we had a sick one.
Going back to the feta, did you try the one from Wisconsin up by the Ashland area, Happy Hollow?
I have.
That one's a pretty good
one. That one's very good.
That's super good.
We do want like a domestic one.
Oh, is it all imported?
We're going to get some import. We're going to have like a strong Greek one, more mild one. There's this Bulgarian one that I kind of want, but it's pretty intense. It kind of will knock you out, but it's good. Stinky cheese, there you go.
I do.
And like a creamy feta. There's lots of different fetas.
I think if you've only had like Athens feta, and that's what you consider feta, there's so far to go. Unbelievable levels above that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that is even a feta.
I didn't know you were such a cheese connoisseur.
I am a cheese. You mentioned the stomach ache. I went to a European Imports cheese tasting where they had 1,200 kinds of cheese.
Holy
and I had a serious stomach ache. Cause
you ate 1,200 kinds of cheese?
I ate a lot of cheese.
I feel like a dairy novice right now. You guys just know so much about cheese.
I do
I'm
love
lactose
cheese.
Intolerant. I can't keep up.
I just ordered a Colby from Deer Creek today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they make great cheese. Deer Creek in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And right now we have a St. Andrew triple cream brie from France.
Wow.
If you like stinky and gooey.
Oh, yep. And I have a good one for you. It's called Nabalsi cheese. It's a very salt. It's like feta in the salting way and the squeaky way, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's only made in Nablus, Palestine.
Huh.
And it has black sesame seeds in it.
I love sesame as well.
And it's very good if you're hungover because it's very salty, but it's also just very different.
I'm into everything different. I'll probably...
Very regional.
Anytime, that's why I don't go to Mount Royal because I already have the European catalog I can order through Cisco. So it's like, but sometimes I don't want to buy a 22-pound wheel of something at $15 a pound. So
your fridge is just cheese.
I have a problem. I maybe could handle vegetarianism, but if it was straight vegan, I'd be like, oh no.
Yeah. Jason, this isn't a podcast. The mics aren't on. This is an intervention. We all love you very much.
We knew it would come to this topic.
Yeah.
We
didn't have to.
My phone is empty. I don't have any notes. It was all cheese.
He's looking up the nearest cheese rehab.
Were you tasting a lot of dates too then?
I have a plug.
Oh, this!
I thought you meant for the deli. We have. I mean, like, was I eating dates for the?
Were you?
I
was on the sampling dish. Crazy date.
Oh, for
options
Ramadan
too?
Or for the deli?
For the deli.
See, I almost like called it a restaurant.
that whole thing went right over my head.
But I have a. I know which one I'm gonna.
Yeah.
The majority one. For my stuff dates. Yeah.
There was a dealer, for dates.
For dates. Yeah.
Okay, so good. Yeah, that's what I've.
Is there not?
There has to be.
You got a plug?
For dates? Like the food?
The food.
Wow.
It's yummy.
I've got a guy who knows a guy. Sells dates.
Date smuggler.
There probably is.
Dates and weed.
Well, now there for sure is.
The real money's in dates, though.
We're just talking about anything edible today. Cheese, dates, charcoal.
Someone's hungry.
Major food groups.
But did you mean like dates as in like...
The food.
Okay.
And then
we've left Manny behind.
Well, when they're fresher, it's so yum.
So
oh
yummy,
my gosh.
Yeah.
I do like food. That's why I was so bummed about that pop-up not happening, but I should have been like, what are you doing with those leftovers?
You owe me them.
Compensation.
You got the case, yeah.
No.
That was the insurance.
Is there a tour possibly planned or some local promotion of the when stuff pops out? Or are you buying a van?
No. Well, Lila's got a couple.
A couple vans?
That you use for your wedding?
Oh, just one.
Just one.
Just one van.
Why did I think a couple?
Because our friend has a van.
Oh, okay.
Use that van. And we're like in the van drinking vodka, and I was supposed to go... walk down the aisle, and we're just hanging on the where he's. We're like, we should probably go. Everyone's waiting.
It's a real wedding.
Yeah.
I think we probably will have like a CD release party, I would imagine, at some point.
Yeah.
So that's the only, I think we have planned. We don't have a tour on the books right now, not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something we'd like to for sure do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we'll talk about it a bit at our April 20th show, the Boss Mama album release.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be a fun one.
Boss Mama.
Yeah. Boss Mama and New Salty Dog.
And, and it's Boss Mama's CD release party.
Yeah.
She's releasing her album and we're opening for her.
Where is that at?
That's at Bent Paddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably inside still.
Yeah. Well.
Never know.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if it was outside, but.
With the Duluth, you never know.
Festiversary is.
Oh, man. Didn't think about that.
Early May. Wow, it's almost a month. Well. Yeah. It could be really nice. It could be really nice, and then the sun sets at 7. Everyone's.
The cars will fall where they may.
Well, that'll be awesome.
I think it's good that we're taking our time because I've always kind of rushed music and, like, oh, I just want to get it out. I'm so, and, you know, celebrate it and do it. And then, but I'm happy that we're really taking our time and making sure it's what we want, because these songs are really special.
How long have you guys been working on it then?
I mean,
a couple of months.
Yeah.
When did we start? Like,
the first song we all wrote together was Never Trusted.
Mm-hmm.
I think we started recording in September. But I mean, all the songs on the record are the songs that we've written together, like as we mm-hmm. talked about before. And I think the first song we wrote together must have been Not Deep.
Was it? Oh, does yeah. that count? Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess that would count.
Yeah. It's not a real song.
Yeah,
it's
the song was all written, and then,
it's
I,
not
and
a
then
good
I joined.
Song.
No, it was. Because that was the song where, like, it was already kind of written, and then I joined the band.
Right.
And then
oh,
I just kinda,
yeah.
Well, when I wrote it with Lila, we never played it mm-hmm. until you joined the band. Because
okay.
I wrote it, like, yeah. it must have been, like, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, because that was, like, the first thing we started working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been kicking these songs around for a while.
2 years for the writing process, and then since we've been recording them since September.
And almost done, though. Time to mix. And
yeah.
Hopefully.
Not rush, but get it done.
It's nice that
and
we...
back it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We aren't, like, restricted by a deadline, mm-hmm. I don't
yeah.
think. Like,
that is nice. It goes both ways. I've noticed if I don't give myself a deadline, I almost will never finish it.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
that
at the
aspect.
Same time...
But, I mean, we are kind of, like... We're a little antsy
mm-hmm. yeah.
to like
we already have
get it out, but
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of time to like sit with it, mm-hmm. you know, and like really put out what we want it to sound like and mm-hmm. want to hear.
The recording process itself was also like not like as long as it could have been, because we spent like a total of maybe 4 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
recording it. And then, yeah, everything besides that has just been like mixing notes back and forth and stuff like that.
4 weekends for tracking, though, you can... If you can, that's a lot. That you can get a lot done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long are days for these weekends?
long.
Yeah. 12 hours. 12 hours. Yeah.
Probably 8 to 10 hours, maybe on average. But some of us definitely stay there for 12 hours. Yeah.
Two meal days.
Yeah.
Together.
Two measurement meals.
Two meal days.
Like two meals.
Two meals per recording.
Like that
yeah.
long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's really fun though. Like,
oh,
the,
right.
The person
yeah.
we're working with, Charlie. He makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comfortable space, and
that's yeah. the most important. If you like the space and you like who you're working with, and
yeah.
you like, and it's a band and everyone has good energy, then it just feels fun. Where,
yeah.
How did you meet Charlie?
I met him a while ago through like One Less Guest people,
mm-hmm.
but then his mom sold us our house, so, and then I was like, oh yeah, I know him, and then he actually just recorded my husband Sam.
Oh yeah,
Sam's album.
Robin Hood was right.
Robin Hood was right. So
and that sounds great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Out on all streaming platforms.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah, we definitely learned a lot in those like 4 weekends, at least I think I did. And you know, that's kind of half of why you do something. You know, you do it to get better at it, you know, the next time you do it, and so on and so forth.
I have one thing
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
that I want to ask you.
Oh boy.
Well, like, you're such a great musician and such a wonderful business owner and so welcoming, and like, I think we all would say that like Wusos is, I mean, I've been here since I was 8.
Yeah,
like you have three, you know, I mean,
I've been here like 6-7 years.
Yeah, same.
It's
probably
such,
honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so special. And like, how do you like, how do you do what you do and do both things so well?
Mm.
And how do you balance it?
I don't know. No, I think I just really, I really like all of it. And then I think just because of just like the support of all the friends and community
mm-hmm.
and my relationships and not having kids, I think that's a huge one. I think if there's even one kid involved, this thing would just be like, ruh-roh. Well, it kind of would. I was like, now I need time and money. Where not, you know, it's like, you know, I bought my house really cheap when I was 19. My dad co-signed this house for $49,000. So
oh,
I only paid $300 a month rent.
That helps.
And
wow.
it's paid off
Boy,
now. So I don't really have a house payment. So yes. it's like if things get really tight here, I can almost live on almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's always some food falling on the floor. And, you know, so I can really, you know, it's like, oh,
really?
That's lunch. You know, there's always something all right. to eat for free
mm-hmm.
that's spoiling or falling on the floor or someone doesn't want onions, and I'm like, no, lunch, you know.
Yes.
So I just think, a plate of onions.
Yeah. Do you want the pickles?
Yeah. You ask the customer.
Say no, please.
No, I think I just still really like it a lot. And then I get really bored with just having one thing, you know. It's like, it's just the diversity of things, like this random podcast. Tonight I get to record Toby Churchill and Corey Kaufman and Danny Cosgrove. Nice. They're doing the music for a Choice musical that they made. And so I'm helping them record some of the tracks down here. That's why it's so crowded in here tonight. So it's like I get to make coffee in the morning, and then Russ leaves, then I'm the food guy, then it's podcast time, then it's recording time. Yay!
So you like the juggling of different things is helpful.
Yeah, but and also if I had to do like computer stuff all day long, if I was like accounting or actually managing a restaurant instead of just working in one, like if I was the person like watching cameras and looking for theft and reprimanding people, and if I, you know, I would not like it. So and as this place gets busier, it gets trickier, because I mean, when this place started, there's only 2-3 people, then 4. Now there's like 18 or 19, so now it is trickier. So but also you learn more as you go too, so luckily it was like a slow curve coming up, you know. It wasn't like Ben Paddle, when they started so small, and then they got so big so fast. They met their 7-year goal like in the first or second year.
Wow.
And they just were, so they needed to expand right away, and that would have not been fun, you know, because I would have just burnt out and stressed, you know, because I was 22 when I bought this building, so I didn't really know what. I still barely do. I didn't know a lot, and I've learned so much along the way, and so just the learning of everything is fun too. Everything from the food side to the sound side and the recording side has just been learning by doing it. So
yeah. Thank you.
Where else did you find the energy for all that too? Because the day you described, even of today, of just I'm gonna. Because when did you get here in the morning?
I didn't get here till 8.
Oh, only until 8, and then you're going to be here until 8 or 9?
9.
Yeah. And some days, though, you're also here early and, like, plowing, because if there's been snow and stuff, and you're like, woohoo!
I don't know what's going on.
Do you think that just really enjoying it, it kind of just brings the energy out, or?
I do. Plowing snow is fun. You know, 5 in the morning, no one's out, and I come in and make a little 4-shot latte, and it's like you're like a little kid. You're like, it's like a giant Tonka truck, you know?
I guess.
With consequences. Real risks.
That's true. I got stuck in the avenue the other day, and every time I tried to get unstuck, I kept sliding down sideways. Oh, no. And then I finally had to quit when I was like 1 inch away from this conversion van that I thought was pristine. But I saw it today. I noticed it's totally smashed on one side. But the front looked perfect, and I was like 1 inch away from hitting. I was like, oh, now what? And then my neighbor comes out of the alley with a giant Jeep. I'm like, you have a tow rope? He's like, yeah. And bop. Like, so it's the adventure of it, too. Like, now what? Oh, no.
Applicable to so many things. That's the adventure of it.
Yeah. Now well, what? It's like a tour. You know, it's like your wheel falls off at 2 in the morning in Milwaukee.
Now what?
This 300,000 mile van isn't such a good deal for $1,000, you know?
Don't.
Who would have thought? The worst thing ever. One time we were playing a show somewhere big, like big city, Chicago or Milwaukee or somewhere, and we had this giant lock for our trailer. We had this $1,000 conversion van and a trailer. And we loaded everything in, and for some reason, someone locked the trailer. But for another reason, we had two locks, one that we had keys to and one that we lost the keys, but we didn't throw the lock away. But they put the wrong lock on, and it was, of course, like the most
big
giant
show.
Master. It's like, no one will ever break into this. And we come out of the club, it's 2 in the morning, that thing, people were borrowing tools, hacksaw, hammers, nothing. We couldn't. And then our trailer lights went on. I'm driving with like 100 t-shirts on my lap with no trailer lights going through downtown Milwaukee or wherever we're at. And We end up going to someone's house, and they live on the third floor, and we have to haul everything upstairs.
Oh, shit.
And then we still couldn't get up. We had to find a guy with a cutting torch in the morning to get it off.
Oh, no.
If you have a lock you lose the keys for, just throw it away.
You should sell that story to that lock company.
Master.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oops. Should have waited for the... I always do that.
Cut it. Okay. It should be your theme song, and you're like trying to get the it open, and it's like whistling.
Yeah, it'd be a great claymation short.
Yeah.
I'll get right on it.
Oh, yeah.
I probably could figure it out, too.
Terry's made some really, he has the coolest animated.
Cool.
I like it.
It's not the cool. I made it for a class of different podcasts I did a few years ago where a friend of mine, he was, when he was younger, it should be noted, he didn't do this like recently. He was like a young kid and he pooped in his parents' bedroom wanting to see the spiky poops that happen, you know?
what?
You know.
The pokey kind.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. But then he's disappointed when it wasn't actually.
Like when like when you eat a corn nut or something. Yeah.
Or whatever happens. I don't know.
Anyway, why is he eating pine cones?
But disappointed to see it wasn't spiky. He kicked it under his parents' bed and left.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And they discovered it later.
That kid rocks.
Yeah.
He animated this story.
Yeah. I did like an animatic of it. And
I was just going to say, like, did I miss who were we talking about?
You know, a friend of mine who I used to do a podcast with.
Wait, he pooped under the bed?
He did this, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, he kicked it under the bed.
So
right.
So
he pooped, kicked it under the bed. You made a story.
I drew it out.
You drew it out, okay.
Yeah. And then I submitted it for a grade and got a college credit.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
take
your friend for that later.
Yeah,
thank
right.
For doing that.
I kept
inspiration.
Yeah, I kept using him for different stuff because he had all sorts of stupid things he said. So, yeah, good to have stupid friends, right?
Don't look at me, Marshall.
This always goes in circles, and you never know where you're gonna end up. It's just for fun.
But yeah,
I didn't even know why we were gonna do this podcast. I thought this would be a thing to get the music out there somehow, and like we'll just put all the music on the podcast, it's like same problem. Well, we could just have a regular podcast.
Yeah, you didn't really know what a podcast was.
I didn't really know what a podcast was.
You were just talking about uploading music to a streaming service.
Yeah.
Being a DJ.
That's not going to work either.
It wasn't quite. But this worked out. I mean.
Well, now I got into podcasts. I'm like, well, I should listen to someone.
Oh,
yeah.
What have you found?
I don't remember the names, but I listened to this one from... it was in Texas where there's murders and like sex circles and yeah. I don't know. I forget.
It's kind of like what
and
we
I
do.
Was listening to it driving through that same area in Texas. I was like, this is creepy.
Whoa, so many people got raped and murdered here.
That's why I felt reading Adam Herman's book Limbo when I was in Colorado. I was right where the demons were attacking.
Did you plan for that?
No, and I was like holy shit. I'm right there, you said.
That's such bad luck.
I know.
Out of all the books to read.
I know.
I think it is weird when you're listening to something, and I always listen to books on tape, and you're driving, and you're like, this is where I'm at. Yeah. This is
it's weird.
It is weird. It's like,
according to our analytics, if you start talking about places in Duluth or Minneapolis, you're bound to talk about someone's listening to this. So if you just start saying random places...
Oh, if you let him pick for you?
Lake Avenue.
Yeah.
I see you, James.
Some guy listening to James. Some guy that's named James listening to this podcast is going to freak out.
Yeah, because he's going to be walking down Lake Avenue and he's going to be like, oh my God.
Don't trip, James. Watch your back.
Wow. This one's...
Don't edit that out. He needs to hear this.
He knows what he did.
Well...
Terry's got to pee.
No, actually, though... Okay. Yeah, normally that's how I know it's time to wrap things up.
But you don't have a beverage, that's why.
That's actually... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a beverage. What happened?
And who are we missing for Baharat?
Jackson Engstrom. Action... Jackson.
Oh, whoa.
Bass player.
Oh, I didn't know there was another person.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you guys are off to rehearsal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
We got another interview.
Really?
Yeah. So.
For real?
Yeah.
With the reader.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to do
who's
a better
doing
job
the
than
interview?
We do.
Is that for real or joke?
No. Yeah. We're for real going to another interview after this.
Cool.
This is fun. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It does feel weird. It's like, oh, we should talk.